Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Verse 12 to 13. This is a famous one that we know. This is the psalm that David wrote after he's committed the sin of adultery with Bathsheba. So we know he's sinned, but the Lord still used him. David gives us a great message here, how we can win souls. And this is it. It says, restore. Goodness gracious, I could just stop right there. Well, I'm having a good time up here. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. We lose it sometime. Why did David have to pray that? We know David walked with God. He was close with God. David was special. But he lost it. He said, restore. Now, he didn't lose his salvation. We don't believe in that, do we? He didn't lose his salvation, but he said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Who was sad when they got saved? Nobody, I hope. Who was happy when they got saved? I wanted to tell everybody. I was prancing around going, hey, I'm saved, you know, I'm going everywhere. I was excited. See, I was so excited, and then remember, I told you earlier, those that have received Jesus Christ immediately told, because when you get saved, you have the joy of thy salvation. David is praying this, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Wow. Good Lord. You have to be broken in order for God to put you together. David was broken here. He knew he's crossed a line. He sinned. And then he knew that he sinned against God. And he says, restore. Well, we're not soul winning, folks. I hate to tell you, we're sinning. I can't make it pretty. So he says, restore unto me. Because when we find out we're not doing what God told us to do, we'll get out and start doing other things. David's supposed to have been at war fighting. But he's on the top of a house looking down on Bathsheba. He wasn't in the place God had him to be. So David was getting off track, and he's praying, restore unto me the joy. I want you to think about the joy of your salvation. But here's the kicker here, verse 13. Then, as a result of getting my joy of salvation, then will I teach transgressors thy ways. And sinners shall be converted unto thee. It will not happen if you don't have the joy of your salvation. I want you to think about that. Find that joy. Ask the Lord. Pray the prayer that David prayed. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And then will sinners be converted to you. Because what happens is, your wisdom's going to kick in. You know that you should be winning souls. He that winneth souls is wise. You're going to be looking for every opportunity to tell people about Christ. And doing that, everybody say, I want Christ to come back. Lord, come back. What are you doing? Tell people about Christ. All right. Then you can hope He can come back. But if you're not telling nobody, shut up. Be honest. To be honest. Let's be serious here. So if you want someone, you want Christ to come back, get busy winning souls. Get busy winning souls. So I'll do a quick review and I'm out of here. So the four things we talked about tonight was love was constraining us to do it. That was 2 Corinthians 5:14. Hell is requesting us. I think that's the awesome one. They're down there wanting us to go. They're begging us to go. That was Luke chapter 16, verse 27 to 28. And then heaven is encouraging us to go. That was Luke 15, 10. And then wisdom is beckoning us. That's Proverbs 11, 30. He that winneth souls is wise. So I'll close with that. And thank you for your time. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, MinutesOfTruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.